When did it start?
At 0500. We're 7 minutes in.
Okay, Private Miller.
You've been smoking item 9 for 7 minutes and 13 seconds. We're going to ask you several questions.
How do you feel?
I feel like a slice of butter melting on top of a big old pile of flapjacks. Yeah.
Okay, Private Miller. When you think of your superiors,
what emotions do you feel?
Okay, Private Miller.
Is this normal?
Okay, Private Miller. Okay, Private Miller. Private Miller. Answer the question.
Sir. Gonna you torch me?
We'll send someone in.
Holy bejesus.
Private Miller, answer the question.
What was the question again, sir?
When you think of your superiors, what emotions do you feel?
You know what problem I have with your fucking little dog and pony act you call the military? Here it is. 1, lots of dudes.
Where are the boobies? 2,
why are we underground right now, sir? Why can't we be out in the open? Why aren't we in a square right now? Why aren't we talking to people? Let them know item 9 exists. Get it out. Shout at the rooftops. This is great. This is the bee's knees, item 9.
Private, we need you to be serious.
I'm serious.
Your dick, my mouth.
That's inappropriate.
Fuck you.
I've seen enough. Shut it down. Bury the hatch. Sell the land. And dispose of him. This never happened.
Dude, what happened to your eye?
Hey, hello.
Bleep, blurt, bleep, bleep, blurt, blurt.
Can you guys understand me?
Hey, where are we going?
This is General Bratt. We've reached a final conclusion on item 9.
Illegal!
Hey, this is Sam. Good morning. Welcome to KRAD. You know, I think that last caller had some undeniable points, but right now we're going to get to the next caller, Dale Dentist.
Hey, Sam. Big, huge fan. First-time caller. Here's my piece.
All right.
If marijuana is not legal within the next 5 years, I have no faith left in humanity, period. Everyone likes smoking weed. They have for thousands of years. They're not going to stop anytime soon. You know, it makes everything better. Makes food taste better. Makes music better. Makes sex feel better, for God's sake. It makes shitty movies better, you know?
Electric Avenue.
Hi there. Are you Sandra Danby?
Yeah.
Well, I am Garth from Global Saviors, and,
what is it?
I'm just joking. You failed to show up for your divorce proceedings like 4 times under court order, and you've been served.
Okay. Alright, thanks a lot, asshole.
Sorry. I'm just saying love has no age. You can't instantly tell me that a man, because he's a certain age, can't marry a woman or love a woman. I'm dating a high school girl.
You're not maximizing your potential, baby. You honestly think this girl takes you seriously?
I like if no, but if I'm 25 and the girl is 18 years old, you know, in society, that might look bad, but...
Hey, as long as it's consensual.
I think it's consensual.
Yo, you've been served.
You've been served.
You've been served.
You've been served.
Walter wants to the third.
You here to fix the fax machine?
No, I'm here to tell you you owe MasterCard $4,068. You've been served by the best, my friend. Keep it real.
Get a real job, you fucking cocksucker.
Electric Avenue. Hey, I like your cab in you.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, take that shit to the next level, eh?
Okay, I will.
Órale.
Órale.
Dr. Edgar Terrence?
Yes.
You have repeatedly refused to trim the monkey tree that spills onto your neighbor's property, and now because of that, you've been served.
Oh, you're a jerk.
All this current system is doing is putting money in the hands of criminals, and it's making ordinary people like you and me deal with those criminals. Have you ever dealt with a drug dealer? It's terrible, it's weird, it's awkward, they kind of think they're your friend, but they're not your friend.
All right, Dale, get your point. Thanks for your input. Next caller, please.
I can't come.
What? Why the fuck not, Dale?
Just look, I can't come, okay? I have a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. It's just a bad day for me,
Jesus,
okay?
Jesus Christ, Dale, when were you going to tell me that?
I'm telling you right now.
My mom has been shopping all day long.
Well, why has she been shopping all day?
She's already planning her
go-through. I said I might be able to go, so why is she doing that already? Now I look like an asshole.
You are one.
Oh, come on, don't say that. I just can't go. I have a job, okay?
Fine? Don't come. I don't care.
You don't care, then why have you been inviting me this whole time? I thought you wanted me to go.
Because if you don't want to meet them, I don't want you to meet them.
I want to meet them. I just can't. I have a job. I'm sorry. What do you want from me?
I just know they'll like you, that's all. You're great. And you're funny. And you're sexy. I just want them to see that.
You want them to see that I'm sexy?
Hey, people.
Hi, Miss Edwards.
Can I help you?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Yeah? I see you don't have a visitor's badge. That's why I ask.
I'm,
Actually, my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just wondering why, you don't date a nice guy your own age.
She's very mature for her age. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey
Clark, how you doing, man? Yeah. What's up?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Dude, I wanted to tell you, you were hilarious today in drama class.
Seriously, your Jeff Goldblum impression made me pee my pants.
I wish. Oh, hey, I almost forgot. Last week when we worked out, you forgot your shorts in my car.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, here you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you hold this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going, Sporty Spice?
Oh, this is my boyfriend, Dale.
Hey, nice to meet you, man.
You too.
Dude, I've heard so much about you. You're real cool. You're great.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, dude, next year, college, man. College. Yeah, dude, it's going to be kick-ass. I will watch your back for you, because I know there's, like, tons of guys that are going to be trying to get on that shit, so.
Oh, good.
Because I'll got that. Yeah.
You got her ass.
No, perfect. I mean, I'll watch her ass for...
Good.
I'll catch you at home ec.
All
right. Okay. Oh, you guys got home ec together, too. That's cool.
Yeah, we got a few classes together.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, man.
Time to suck all today's dick. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Hey, I'll see you guys later, all right?
All right, Clark. Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally going to take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's going to be cool. He'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. You chimp fucking little bastard.
You've got T-minus 30
fuck
seconds
you.
To get off school
fuck
property,
you.
Or I call the police
fuck
liaison
you.
Officer.
We're leaving. Actually, I'm sorry.
What's
that guy's problem? Jesus.
It's really weird.
You know what? I'd love to have dinner with you and your parents tomorrow night. I'm going to go. I'll definitely go. I'll shuffle some things around.
Really?
I'll be there for sure, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I want to show them you're in good hands. Yeah, I got nothing to be embarrassed
Thank
about.
Thank you. That means so much to me and my
parents.
Oh,
no problem. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Hello?
Hey, Saul. Mind if I come by?
Come on down.
Sweet. Be there.
Hi, Mary. I thought the hurricane season was over.
Hurricane season was over.
Oh, I'm sorry about things just got out of hand.
Yeah, that's the way it was at my first husband.
Hello? Hey, man.
What the fuck, man? I didn't buzz you in. How the monkey did you get in here?
Oh, shit. Some guy with a faux hawk let me in, man. He was leaving when I was...
Kyle, man.
It might have been Kyle. At the end, but...
Asshole.
I'm sorry, man.
What the fuck's the buzzer for anyway?
I don't know. I'm sorry about that. I don't know your protocol yet.
Stuff your sorries in a sack, bro.
Okay.
It's not your fault.
Okay.
These jerk-offs. Have a seat.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
Awesome.
Yo, check this out. Ah, satellite radio.
Whoa. Got two TVs and radio. That's pretty rad.
Nice home entertainment.
Very entertained. Oh, wow, you got a cute picture, too.
Oh, yeah. Me and my bubby. Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah?
Do you think you could pull the plug on someone if you needed to? Like euthanasia?
Like on her?
If I needed to.
Kind of in a hurry, man. I don't know if we should start going down that road.
It's yeah.
Just, I could talk all day about euthanasia. Okay. You know, don't get me started. Maybe we should just...
Save it.
We'll save it for next time.
Take
yeah,
that rain check, buddy.
We'll keep it going. Okay?
Business for the businessman.
Yeah, you got my number.
Okay.
Cool.
Brass tacks.
Yes.
Just got a shipment of the dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
It's
right
not
here.
Better than the Blue Oyster weed. It can't be. I don't.
My friend,
I can't handle better than
this
that.
This is like... If that Blue Oyster shit met that Afghan Kush I had, and they had a baby, and then meanwhile, that crazy Northern Light stuff I had, and the Super Red Espresso Snowflake met and had a baby, and by some miracle, those two babies met and fucked, this would be the shit that they birthed.
Wow.
Yes.
This is the product of baby fucking.
Smell it.
Okay.
Smell it. Enjoy. It's like God's vagina.
Oh.
What, do you want to bathe in it?
I just want to live in here.
Yes, you want to be it?
Oh, my God. I just want to shove it up my nose and have that smell all day. That's amazing.
Shove it anywhere you
beautiful.
Like.
Beautiful. What's it called?
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
Yes, it's this thing like El Nino, this airflow that comes from Hawaii and Canada, and it gets the dirt, mixes it in with the weed in a very special way. It's actually very scientific. I won't go into it right now, but I am the only guy in the whole city that has it. Only 10 bones more for a quarter.
Okay. I'll take a quarter.
All right, you're on.
Thank you very much.
Let me get my scale.
Get it going. Grab the scale. Let's get me out of here.
I thought hurricane season was over.
Oh, crow.
Where are you, fucker?
What the fuck is this thing?
Ah, cross joint.
Yeah.
Never smoked one of those?
You can smoke this?
Yeah, man.
No.
This is the future. This is like the apex of the vortex of joint engineering. It's rumored that M.M. O'Shaughnessy designed the first one, the guy who designed the Golden Gate Bridge.
Of course.
My second favorite civil engineer behind Hans Carl Bandel, Madison Square Garden. What you do is you light all three ends at the same time.
Really?
And then the smoke converges, creating a trifecta of joint smoking power. This is it, man. This is what your grandchildren are going to be smoking. Future. The future.
That's amazing. Well, got the weed.
Yeah.
In the bag. Beautiful. Okay. Be careful with that thing, man. Here's the cash. Grab the stash. Alrighty, man. Thanks. Have a good one. Don't hurt yourself. Adios.
Wait a minute, man. Let's smoke this fucking thing.
I can't, man. I gotta...
I can't even light this thing on my own. Yeah, I need your help, man.
I'm in.
Come on!
I'm in. Why not?
Oh,
let's do
yeah!
It. Yeah! Why not? What do I do?
Okay, here's what you do. You equip yourself.
I'm equipping.
Okay.
Equip me,
now,
sir.
There
nice.
We go.
Okay.
You are going to light these two ends
okay.
while I light this end.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Blast off.
I'm gonna do it.
Right, go for it. Makes you 10 times more higher than the CrossFit and the Pineapple Express, man. You're like totally fucking gong show, man.
Oh,
fuck. drinking, man. Hank.
Oh, you fucker.
Hey, man, it's Chris Jebert, man. Let me up.
What's a Jebert?
Come on up. I'm not getting any of that. Pineapple is nice.
Oh.
Chris. Get nickel fit. Hey. So listen, man. I gotta ask you. So, listen, man, you've been buying for me for like 2 months, right?
2 months.
I gotta ask, man. What's up with the suit?
Oh, I'm a process server, so I have to wear a suit.
Wow. You're a servant? Like a butler? A chauffeur?
No, what? No, I'm not like... No, I'm
shine
a,
shoes?
I'm a process server. I like...
In process.
I work for a company that's like hired by lawyers to like hand out legal documents, like subpoenas to people who don't want them, so I gotta
subpoenas.
Wear like disguises sometimes just to make them admit that they're themselves so I can serve them the papers.
Disguise?
Kind of, I guess. It's a hell of a job.
That's cool, man.
Like a day-to-day basis, it's fine. Like today, I like... sat in my car, I smoked like 10 doobies, and then like went to go visit my girlfriend at
lunch. What?
Yeah, it was
sucked
bad.
On her titties?
No, I just kissed her. I just did that to make it seem cool.
That's cool. Does she like to smoke weed?
A little, sometimes. She has a couple, she's in high school, so you know, as much as any high school kid. She's cool as hell, actually. You'd probably get along with her,
really?
I guess. Yeah, you know, it only sucks... You know, I go visit her in high school, and all the guys she goes to school with are, like, strong and, like, handsome and really, like, funny, like, do good impressions of Jeff Goldblum and shit like that, and, like, I just feel like a fat, dumb, fucking, stinky ass turd when I'm
what?
There. It sucks for my ego.
Fuck Jeff Goldblum, man.
That's what I say.
You know, don't get down on yourself. You got a great girl, you got a great job where you don't do anything, you get to smoke weed all day. I wish I had that.
Are you... You do. You have the easiest job on earth. You do smoke weed all day.
That's true.
You didn't think of that.
No. I do have a good job.
Yeah, you do nothing.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Thank you. Oh, shit. All right. Business. Got my persona.
Yeah.
Hey, put that cross joint out, man. He sees that, he'll never get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
What's up, Chris?
Yo, hey, son.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, Holmes, good. Who's this? Hey.
Oh, this is my friend Mark.
All right. Got the dough? There you go.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Nice. Good to meet you, Mark.
Hey, so,
yeah.
Any Percocet, please?
Percocet? What are you talking about, man? I don't sell that shit.
Chris.
You told him I was going to sell Percocet?
I didn't say anything about
what
Percocet.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Man, I just wanted a couple Percocets.
Well, I came to the wrong place, my friend. Wrong place.
Sure.
Yeah, nice. Peace out, Holmes.
Thank
God. Yeah. Fucking lingerer, man.
Yeah, totally.
Linger.
Hardcore.
Fuck. Bums me out.
Bums me out, too. If there's one quality I hate in a person, it's lingering.
That's right. You and me both.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm curious, what have those people done that you go and process and service?
I don't know. It's always something different, I guess. This guy, Ted Jones. Who knows, you know? It could be...
Ted Jones?
Yeah, why?
My guy Red, who I buy from, he gets his stuff from a Ted Jones.
Really?
Maybe it's the same guy.
That'd be weird. It's a pretty normal name, I guess, but...
Eh.
Anyway, I should really get going, man. I gotta go duty calls, but it's good to
what?
See you. Thanks.
Yeah, smoke and run? Come on, man. We can go look at some crazy things on the internet together.
That sounds appealing, but I think I should probably just get going.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Well... What are you doing this weekend? Because, you know, my bubby's got season tickets to the opera, and she can't make it, so want to go see Phantom?
Of the opera?
Yeah.
I can't this weekend. But you know what? I'll tell you, here, you know, I'm going to run out of weed in a couple days. I'll just come by. We'll hang out. We'll watch 227 and shit.
Oh,
and,
definitely.
Cool, man.
All right, man.
Well, thanks. Good to see
all
you,
all right,
man.
Peace, brother.
Okay, yeah.
One love.
When you got behind on the mortgage, I guess someone finally made you a loan.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. What was the interest rate you got?
It was 12 or 13%.
That's disgusting.
Hello, my name is Dr. Greenstone.
Hello.
I'd like to...
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Angie, what's happening?
Hey, I just talked to my mom, and they are so excited that you're coming for dinner. I mean, like, so excited. I mean, so am I, but we're all really excited. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'm psyched, too. It's going to be awesome. Couscous. The food's so nice, they named it twice.
Dale, anyway, look, I can't wait for next year when this bullshit's over. I mean, when I have...
Oh, shit. I see the guy got a serve. I'll call you back.
Cops. What an adorable little cop. Weird. Jesus, fuck. What the fuck was that? Oh, shit. Dude. Oh, no!
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know, but I'm waiting for you.
Pineapple Express.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I saw brains and blood! Get them!
Where do I go?
Let me in! I just saw some crazy shit, man! Let me in, please! For the love of God, let me in! It's just that! Let me in, man! Let me in!
Dale?
Yes, Dale! That's what I said! It's Dale! Dale, let me in!
Oh, alright, man. Come on up. I buzzed it. Open the door when I buzz it.
Buzz it in 3 seconds, exactly. 1, 2.
Does it work?
On 3!
I did it on 3. On 1, 2, 3, go.
He fucking killed him!
What? Who killed who?
A cop! A lady and a guy!
A cop, a lady, and a guy? Man, that's like a massacre. You saw it?
No! It was just a guy!
What happened to the lady?
No! A woman! A police woman! Yeah. And a guy! Another guy shot another guy, an Asian guy, in the window at fucking Ted's house!
Wow. Was the other guy Ted?
I don't know! He was a big, gray-haired man, and he had a robe, and he fucking took a gun and shot him, and his brain fucking flew everywhere! I'm gonna be... I can throw up.
What?
Oh, chicken fries.
Dick. You threw up on my printer.
I did.
Did you break it?
I hope not.
Listen, man. I think the guy was Ted. And the Asians are number 2 in town, so you saw Ted capping the competition.
They saw me. They saw me shooting fruit.
What?
They saw you?
And you fucking came here?
No.
Did they follow you here?
I don't know.
Did they follow you here?
I don't know. Look. Okay. Here. I saw him kill him.
Yeah,
I freaked out.
Yeah.
I panicked, okay?
Yeah.
I tossed my rota. I crashed into 2 cars.
Yeah.
So they would have heard. They must have heard. They know someone was out there. They know someone saw.
They know someone. They don't know it was you. Right?
I don't know.
Yes.
I hope not.
Relax. Sit back. Get ready to enjoy some of the rarest weed known to mankind.
Really that rare?
It's like the rarest. It's almost a shame to smoke it. It's like killing a unicorn with like a bomb.
Are you the only guy in town who has this? You're actually the only guy?
Yeah. My guy Red said he was giving me an exclusive sneak preview.
And am I the only guy who you sold it to? The other guy's got Snickle Fritz?
Yeah. So we're like the only guys.
And Red got this from Ted.
Ted's the man.
Let's get the fuck out of here, man! Go! Because I threw roaches this outside of Ted's house!
So what, man? I throw roaches all over fucking town!
No! He could find the roaches. It's Pineapple Express in here! So, he's the only guy who has Pineapple Express! He must have seen the murderer, no! Let's fucking kill him! Oh. Let's get out of here! Wait, get the weed!
Okay,
get anything we might need! Snacks, food, fruit roll-ups! Let's get the fuck out of here!
Okay.
Red said he'd be here.
Yeah.
That's some drugs.
Smells like vomit in this house.
Want to hit, man? Still lit.
I'm having dinner with my wife. She can always tell. Smell it on my sweater.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
One with my vest? Smell good.
Not my style.
You ain't got no style, motherfucker.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Ted?
Ted, it's Bud Lofsky. We're here. Saul's gone.
And Matheson.
Yeah, I think he knew we were coming.
They're not here, Ted. Hi, Ted.
Okay, what do you know about Ted?
I think he's, like, crazy about murdering.
Man, well, how much money do you have?
I have, like, the 75 that you gave me.
How much do you have?
$3?
What the fuck are you getting on my case for, man? I have more than you.
Well, that's my 75 technically, so I have $78. You have nothing.
I don't know. Let's just go to a motel or like a hotel or a Holiday Inn.
No.
Hide out.
The police were in on it. They could have flagged our credit cards. No. They'll find us.
Shit. I wish we could just go nowhere.
Okay. Even if you found that roach, how could he know where you are?
Heat-seeking missiles, bloodhounds, foxes, barracudas.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
Thank you.
Not a compliment. Here's the question. Let's say he actually found the roach. How could he connect the Pineapple Express weed to you?
Yeah, man. Only fucking Red knows. Only Red knows, man.
Who is Red?
Red's like the middleman between, like, Ted and me. But we're, like, mad fucking tight, man. One time, you got this girl give me a hand job, like, within 5 minutes of meeting her. I don't even know your name. Whoa.
That is pretty rad. But, like, let's say Ted calls him and is like, hey, did you sell the Pineapple Express to anyone? He'll be like, yeah, sold it all. Because why wouldn't he, you know?
No. Oh, no. Fuck that, man. Fucking hand job, Dale. I mean, imagine if I gave you a hand job.
Why would I want to do that?
No, I mean, like, if I got you a hand job.
Yeah, but the same rules don't apply to Red. He's a drug dealer.
I'm a drug dealer. You saying you don't trust me?
No, that's not at all what I'm... You know what? That's, you know, just ignore what I said. Call him. Give him a call. See what the dealio is.
Ow! Hello?
Hey, Red, you okay?
Yeah, it's Saul. Yeah, I'm fine, man. I just stubbed my toe.
Oh, well, be careful, man. Be careful. Wear shoes in the house. Safety. Safety first, then teamwork. Now, listen. You know that Pineapple Express stuff you gave me? Don't tell anybody that you sold it to me.
I would never talk to anyone about the stuff that I do with you involving drugs.
All right, cool. Now, listen. I'm going to come by. I got to lay some shit on you. There is a fly in the ointment.
No,
shit,
no.
Is it the fan? The lion will speak.
No. In the middle of a convo, please.
No, seriously.
Listen, we're going to be over there in like half an hour.
Perfect.
No, please. No.
Let's just go over there and chill out, man.
Oh, man, come on. Can we go tomorrow? Look, we're already here.
Send somebody else. Somebody else in the front with him. Who's talking? I don't know. He's whispering to another man.
We'll go in the morning. It's better that way.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Hey. So you're coming by tomorrow.
How'd you know that?
Yeah, I just heard you whispering to that other guy that you're talking to. Who is that?
Oh.
Right, Dale. Good job. Listen,
I can't go in the morning because my bubby, I got to change the clocks, daylight savings.
Yeah, is that the bubby that's on 41st and River Street, the one where we played that shuffleboard that one time?
You got it. So listen, we'll be chilling by noon, all right?
Noon it is, bromosexual.
Nice.
Hey, we should hit up the casino again, man. It's been a while.
Okay, yeah. We'll definitely hit the casino up.
Definitely. All right, peace, brother.
Oh, where is he? Where is
I don't
he?
Know,
where
man.
Why did he mention the casino?
I don't know, man. You just got to maybe call one of my good friends and send him into a booby trap and lie to him.
It's all Asian.
Making me a shitty person.
Is he Asian?
No, he's not Asian. He's a white guy. I'm not lying,
man.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Did you have slot machines in the background or something?
Man, I don't know where he is.
You tell me where he is.
You don't need to call my friends.
Tell me where he is. Because in 45 minutes, I got to go have dinner with my wife. I got a reservation.
45 minutes, man. That's a dinner reservation. You're going to have to miss, motherfucker.
Well, that's a dinner reservation I'm going to make.
I don't think so.
Because if he doesn't start. Can you do this one solo?
Like, I can't do this solo. Are you crazy?
What are you talking about? You can't do
what? Are you trying to abandon me?
Oh, man. What, you want
this is teamwork. This is a partnership. We are in this together.
You want me to stay?
Yes.
Fine, I'll stay.
Thank you.
You happy now?
Yes.
I mean, there's, like, no way that we can just pause for a minute. You guys just go home and do your stuff, and then tomorrow we can just, like, continue.
Well, I should call Angie soon. Make up some bullshit. I'm cold.
You cold? Oh, I'm not cold at all. Here. I run hot.
Really?
Yeah.
You got more
thick
body
blood. Yeah, no, take it.
Oh, thank you.
I don't appreciate that.
It's okay. I'm calling you.
Gail, wait, wait. No.
What, the phones.
You said they were cops, right?
They are cops, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking, like, maybe they can triangulate these things, man, or, like, you know, like, trace them, right?
That's how they got Saddam.
Right.
Fuck, you're right, man.
Okay, well, maybe they can, like, even trace them, like, when we're not even on them. You know?
Maybe if we bury them under the dirt, their reception will get cut off,
great if
and
we
they won't be able to do it.
Tie it to an animal and, like, be, like, diversion.
Distraction will never catch an animal.
The squirrel would be up in the tree and they think we were in the tree.
No.
We'll build a hot air balloon and...
No. We'll smash him!
Yeah.
I'm gonna smash it! On a rock!
Okay, good idea.
Right here.
Good idea.
Good thinking.
Get it. God!
Yeah! Whoa! The fuck was that?
I was trying to hit that tree. I missed.
What tree?
That one.
Why are you smashing on a rock like a normal person, like I did?
I don't know. How often does somebody smash things? I'm rusty.
Man, did you at least see where it landed?
I don't know. Call it.
Call it? With what? My phone has been smashed.
Well, you know, I bet they can't even triangulate those things.
You shouldn't say anything, because now you convince me. They can. You were very convincing back then.
Hey, fine. Go find it. Fuck.
Do you see it?
See what?
The phone, you idiot.
Why are we here? This place is so fucking scary.
I have an idea. You don't have any ideas.
Shut up. I got two ideas.
Yeah?
Nowhere in the Quiznos.
What?
What's this?
What?
What is that?
What?
Shh. I hear something. Shush.
What?
What? Oh, just shush. Do you hear that?
Dude, I literally hear nothing.
Oh, fuck!
What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you running from? Return to me now!
Help me! Please
help me!
Get away from me!
I'm scared of this darkness! I surrender!
Go away!
I'm going on! This isn't funny anymore!
Dale!
Fall back!
Save me!
Oh! Ow! Ow! The... Car!
Open it!
What are you doing?
Unlock it!
I can't unlock it!
No,
what are you doing, man? Why are you pulling me?
Go!
Wait, no!
Go! Let's go!
I saw something! What did you say? Shut the fuck! Shut up, man! Shush! What was that?
I heard something, then I saw something.
You didn't hear anything, man.
Oh, I saw something.
Now, you're telling me that guy in the little short shorts broke your nose?
Right.
The bedazzler guy broke your nose, tough man?
Wake up. Get up. Wake up.
Whoa. How did I get on you?
I wonder. Oh. Watch finally broke. Crazy. What time is it?
That can't be right. Couldn't be 3 in the morning, could it?
It's 3 o'clock right now? Holy shit, man. We were supposed to be at Red's at noon, man. What if he's gone? What if we don't get any information now?
No, it's daylight savings, so...
So it's only 2 o'clock?
Oh, no. It went forward an hour.
It's 4 a fucking clock? Fuck me. No, man. That's bad.
Oh.
Shit. We slept for like 18 hours.
Bobby, man. Bobby's gonna be so pissed. Shit. We gotta call Red.
Okay. How?
We'll go to a payphone. No, I can't. His number's in my phone.
Great, of course. Well, do you remember where he lives?
Yeah, I know where he lives. Yeah? What are you insinuating? Like, I'm forgetful?
Insinuating? Good one.
Oh, that... Do you know what that means?
I do know what it means, believe it or not.
To seem like... Let's roll, man. I'm done with the woods. Let's go. Come on, man. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, let's go. No, it's not working. The battery's dead.
Wait. What do you mean it's dead?
What do I mean the battery? I mean the battery's dead. The battery's dead.
What do you mean the battery's dead?
How can I explain this to you differently? The battery is dead. It ceased to live. It's deceased now. The car needs a battery to start, Saul.
How did this happen?
Well, we clearly fell asleep with the battery on, and...
Oh, man, talk radio.
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay, okay.
The car just committed suicide.
Shut up, man. I have an idea now. We're going to go. We'll walk back to the road. We'll hitchhike. Someone will pick us up. That guy will take us to Red's. Red will tell us that everything's fine, and everything will go back to normal. How does that sound? Does that sound good?
That's a good idea.
Keep our heads on straight, man. If we just keep thinking like this, we're fucking gravy.
All right. I'm in.
Let's do it. Can I have my dagger back, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking care of it.
Look, it's like my thumb is my cock.
That's not gonna get us a ride, man.
Here's good. Thanks for the smooth sailing, Sheree.
This guy?
Go Red!
Who is it?
It's Bruce.
Bruce?
Who the fuck is this? Saul! What's up?
Is,
Who's this?
I'm Dale, Mr. Red. Nice to meet you.
Dale who?
You know, it's probably best if you don't know my full name.
Dale Denton. Don't worry, he's with me.
Dale Denton. Nice to meet you, bro. Hold on, let me get this lock, okay?
You better.
Get in here.
Coming in.
Y'all wanna buy some drugs? What's up? What's up?
What's up?
Give it. Oh, look at that, huh? What's up, players? I've been up in here trying to get a motherfucker scholarship. Chilling. What's up with the clothes?
Oh, we were camping.
Camping?
Yeah. Sure. Is your lip okay, man?
Been crying?
Oh, my lip. It's a cold sore. Never had one before, so start to cry.
I think it's like a lot worse than it looks, though. It's like a simple kind of...
Does that mean fucking herpes?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Oh, fucking sick, man. You know how many joints we've shared?
I know. I'm a disgusting person.
Oh.
Herpes is for life, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to definitely put some sort of medical ointment on it. I've been taking Vicodin. That doesn't really take the swelling down, though.
It's from that time. I told you, man. You wanted to eat that lollipop out of that stripper's snatch. You wanted to do it.
Out of her vagina, I know. Remember what you did? What'd you do?
Nothing.
You had a box of nerves out of her
butthole. Oh, fucking thing you went down. You sowed your own poison, man.
Dudes, seriously, we're here for a reason. Just ask.
Chill, dude. Chill. I'm boiling some eggs over here.
That's
we
great.
Got a lot of time to hang out. I'm making a fucking cake.
No shit. Just ask him, man.
You
what
can't.
Are you doing? Don't ask for a piece.
I can't have a piece of that?
No, you can't have a piece. This is private. Do you know what today is?
Tuesday.
This is my cat's birthday today.
I don't see a cat in here. I'm sorry. We let it out by accident?
No, because he died 3 months ago, okay? So now who's the funny guy?
Sorry.
All right? Today is his birthday, and it is a tradition that on his birthday, I'd get up extra early and make him his favorite kind of dessert.
Don't worry, bro. Your cat's going to heaven.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he went to heaven. He was a little fucker. He could have gone to hell.
What are we talking, guys? Ask him. Just ask him, okay? Seriously.
Ask what? Just come straight. What's up?
Yeah, right.
Laying on him, man.
What's going on? Right on. We need to know about your source.
Ted
Jones. See, Dale here is a protest servant, and
no, I'm not. That's not what I am. He's
not that, but he was outside Ted's.
Whoa! Look, we don't want to bring you in to what we're in, okay? You don't want any trouble. We don't want to give you trouble. So it's probably best you don't know the whole story, okay?
You don't think I can handle danger?
What are you talking about?
You can.
I totally can. And for you to come into my house and not tell secrets because you think you're saving me. Well, in reality, it just makes you look like a dumbass, okay? Because look at this. See this? You see that? There's no hair under here, bro. Okay?
What's the significance of that?
It makes me aerodynamic when I fight. I can take danger.
Okay. Has anyone called asking about Saul or the Pineapple Express or anything? That's all we need to know. Is it uh-huh or uh-uh?
It's uh-uh.
There it is, man. Cleared. Over. Everything's fine, I told you, bro. We had a wacky night in the woods, but we both can put that behind us like a dope. Now it's time to get super duper high. You got that bong I got you in Tel Aviv?
Bar mitzvah, hit it up, dude. There you go. Why don't you follow his lead and just chill out, man?
I'm chill. I'm chill as a cucumber, man.
You don't seem chill.
I'm more chill than you.
You're more chill than me.
Yeah.
Look what I'm wearing. Kimono, dog. What are you wearing?
Suit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what's up with you, but I don't know if I like you.
Well, I don't know if I like you either, man.
Well, that's your loss, because I'm a great friend. I'm going to use the telefono to call my wife, okay?
Give her a call.
I will.
Go ahead.
Sit on my couch, my chillastic couch, and chill out, okay?
I'm chilling right here.
Don't listen to what I'm saying on my phone. This is private, okay?
I'm listening.
This is me and my wife.
I'm listening.
I'm not trying to be enemies. I don't want to be enemies.
I don't want to be. I want to be friends.
Well, then good.
I'm
Come
best
here.
Best friends.
Come here. Shake my fucking hand.
Okay.
See, we can be friends.
I'm feeling
okay?
it.
Okay? You feel that? We can be best friends.
I'm looking through you, man. Just know that.
And I'm looking through you, too.
We're not the same.
And I see that I need to paint the fucking spot on the wall behind you.
I'm looking through.
There you go. Transparent. I see your intentions.
I see your intentions. I see your intestines and your intentions.
What I have for dinner last night?
Cake.
I'll be right back. I'm making some call.
Bullshit! No! No, no, liar.
What are you doing, man?
He's a liar. He's lying to us, man. He is lying to us.
No, he's not.
He knows my name. He knows my name. He's acting weird. We can't let him phone anyone, man.
No, you're freaking out, man. You're paranoid.
Talk to your boy. I do not trust you, sir. No.
You're paranoid.
He's acting weird. I'm not.
Fred, I'm sorry, bro.
I'm not paranoid. Oh, Jesus.
Holy God.
Fuck you.
What are you doing, man? He's sorry.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh. Herpes. Ow.
I don't want to have to do this!
Red, you're crazy, man!
I'm about the devil in my house!
We're friends!
Yes, I know we are! That's all you suck!
Are you on that mess shit again? Red,
Let me do it! Toilet!
What are we doing this life echoes an eternity!
Content!
Another bong, all right?
It's my cat's birthday.
I say happy birthday. All right,
get some. Yeah, the package in the mailbox.
This ends now!
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Can't get the edge. Got it. Hey, Dale. I think we're gonna have to kill him, because I don't think I'm capable of murder.
Either.
Maybe we could just convince him to kill himself. Or just not say anything.
We need to find out everything he knows, okay?
Wake up.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
What's up? Tell us everything now.
Talk, Red.
I'm gonna flex and bust out of here.
Trapped.
Not happening, Red.
Okay, all right, okay, I'll talk. Ted Jones, he knows you witnessed the murder. He found your roach. He sent two guys over here, Budlovsky and Matheson, two real big son of a bitches, and they're basically out to kill you guys. Yeah, and they're going to kill me, too, unless I turn you all over. So you guys are basically fucked.
Oh, my friend.
How many cops does he have on his payroll? Tell us!
Well, there's the woman cop, Carol, and, I don't know, he could have a bunch. I mean, this dude is, like, super well-connected, and he has, like, a really awesome hideout, too. It's pretty badass.
Oh, shit.
What else?
Okay, he's at a war right now with the Asians. They're, like, in a drug war right now.
The Asian? What Asians? Indians are technically Asian.
It's true.
What Asians?
I don't know, Chinese or Korean or, yeah, little Asian people, like... The Asians with the guns and the drugs and not his friends.
Ring dong. Hey, Red.
Okay, guys. I know I sold you all out. Now I've been a real son of a bitch and a shitty friend. Saul, I'm talking to you. Dale, you're a new friend. But I can make it up, okay? I forgot bros before hoes. Just go out the back porch. I won't say anything, okay? I'll cover for you.
Okay, thanks, man.
This way. It was Dale Denton! Dale Denton and Saul! They're on the back porch! You can catch them if you hurry! Go, go, go!
Hey! In here!
Whoa! I've got to get some phone, man! Come on!
You should hide!
Why? No, look! Okay, if Red tells Ted guys about my name, then they'll go to my apartment, and there, I've Angie's name, and they can put that all together, and they'll find her! Let's go!
No!
I think we should stay.
Why?
So I'm in the dumpster already.
Well, then get out! Come on! You're already dirty!
They're gone.
Well, find out what he knows.
Red, it's your last chance, man. You gonna give him something we can use?
Matheson, man, you gotta be kidding me, man. I mean, what more do you want? I told you that the guy's name was Dale Denton. He's obviously working with Saul. That they came in here, they busted my house to shit. They kicked the hell out of me and then duct taped me to my grandfather's wheelchair. I mean, what more do you want me to tell you? Want me to read your horoscope?
You hear that, too?
Okay, ask if either of them were Asian.
What skin color were they?
They were white people. Denton might have been a Jew. I don't know. I don't judge people based on things like that. Obviously, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear?
Dale Denton, not Asian. All right, kill Red.
Man, listen, I would just appreciate it if both of y'all would just take your shoes off me. And this is brand new carpet. You're tracking mud in here. Man, so you got British Knights on. I ain't seen anybody wear them since 1987.
No! What the hell are you doing?
Ted told me to kill him.
Well, how about a little fucking discretion here?
See right there. You see it? You catch it?
See what?
You used to not give a fuck about discretion. I think you pulled somebody's jawbone off. I think it. You was ruthless. You was ruthless, man.
What the fuck, man? You shot me in my stomach. I'm gonna die now, probably. Then I had you all over here for dinner. Fish tacos. This how you do me? Ah!
So what did Budlovsky and Matheson say?
I don't know. He met, there's this guy, Saul something, who's selling weed, who works with some guy named Dale Denton. That's all he said. That's all I got out of him.
Do you think he has anything to do with the guy that was shot? Well, did he say anything else?
Saul mentioned something about going to the casino. Weird.
Going to the casino? The Asians own the casino, Ted?
I need another beer.
He's got to be working for them. Maybe after we caught that guy, they hired this outside guy, Dale, what's his name, Denton? To finish the job.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, be back in an hour. I'll have everything there is to know about this Dale Denton guy. Who he's screwing, who's his mother, everything.
You go for ahead?
Wait, where are we going? I gotta get to Angie's. I have to make sure she's okay. What about my Bubby? You don't think they'll go after her, do you? I mean, she has a different last name. Logis.
I don't know. We should get out of the middle of the road, though. Come on.
You guys can wait as long as you want, but 1 minute from right now, I'm gonna eat some food. And you can call it rude, you can call whatever you want, and you can be all polite with your clean plates, but I'm gonna be eating food.
Right.
And I'm gonna go in the other room and eat it and check my email, because I'm done with this.
We're
I'm
at
not
the table.
With
no one's going to
right
leave
now.
The table.
Okay, this is it. All right, sell it up. I'm going alone.
No, I want to meet Angie.
You'll meet her later, man. Look, I need to stay out here. Keep guard, okay? It's really important. Watch my back.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Just be yourself. I'll keep guard.
Hey! Oh. Shit. Oh, no.
Hey, Dale.
Hello, Dale.
Hey. Dinner. This is the dinner you invited me to. That was tonight. That's why I'm here.
Sit. Please.
Of course. Hi.
Shannon.
Intro, Shannon.
Great to meet you.
You too, Robert, if I'm not mistaken.
Sit down so we can
I'll sit. Oh, my God. Hey. Okay.
What the hell happened to
Nothing.
You?
Nothing. I'm supposed to be here right now. So I'm here.
You're all dirty and bleeding.
No, I'm not. I'm here for dinner.
You have scratches on your forehead.
Dude, you smell like shit.
Bill, what happened to you?
I was in the woods.
In the woods?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I was in the woods.
How were you doing in the woods?
I bird watched. I don't. Look, I'm going to come clean. I witnessed a murder, okay? I saw someone murder someone else, and I think they've been following me. And there's a good chance they went to my apartment where Angie has a lot of things. She has her yearbooks, report card, her cell number is written, and it's on my fridge. So they could then find this house. They could come here.
We should call the police right away.
We can't call the police. The police were the murderers. That's what's so flippin' scary.
We can't call the police.
Scary.
They were the murderers.
They were the murderers.
Angie,
are you?
I swear to God, you
what
do
you?
Something where I'm gonna...
No, don't let him gonna. No, don't wanna. Look, we gotta get the F out of here. Let's go. We need to begin to prematurely evacuate.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high. What?
You are high as a fucking kite.
I'm not high. Let's go.
We're not going anywhere. I'm coming back in a minute. You know what I'm coming back with?
No, what?
I'm coming back with a gun. You better be out of here.
Robert, don't.
I'm not fucking with you.
Your gun? His gun? Why do you have a... Don't get a gun. Why would he bear arms? Look, no. We need to go. Everyone, I'm leading the parade.
I just want you to know, I always get your back. And I'm glad we're partners.
Okay, is this where you park? Let's sally forth!
Who is after you? After Angie?
They're drug dealers. I have reason to believe that they're drug dealers.
Seriously, what are you talking about? This is crazy. You're out of your mind.
I know, it sounds crazy.
Hi. No. No, it's happening. Hi, we need to go for a walk.
No,
Why'd you do that?
Get
Jesus, come. Okay, just stop.
He's my pot dealer.
He's my pot dealer.
Get
out.
Ow. Gross. Are you okay?
Yeah,
he's my... Oh,
no.
Shit, get out.
What was that?
That was a gunshot.
Stop it! He's with me!
Now put the gun down!
Put down the gun!
You assholes do exactly what I say, or I will take you outside and fuck you in the street!
No! Don't do that!
Don't fuck us anywhere!
Where's your gun?
I don't need it. Kill motherfuckers with my hands.
Get out your goddamn gun. You're making me uncomfortable.
Anybody out there?
Heavy hands. Say now.
Hey, the food's still warm. Love it.
I found a bloody fork. It's fucking freaky, man. They could still be here. Did you check the rest of the house?
No, I'm about to check that bathroom. I know that much.
Come on, Sloan, come on! Right. Come on! Come on! Yes! Yes! We made it! We're all safe, guys! We made it!
What are you doing?
Get the fuck out of my car. I can't even believe you think that would be an option.
Okay, okay. No, that makes sense. It makes sense. Come on, let's go. It makes sense. He's right.
Keep it away from my family. Period.
Okay.
So where do we go? What do we do?
Go to the Days Inn downtown, okay? Use a fake name. Garagely. I'll contact you. Look, I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're capable of, but I will keep you guys safe. I promise that. I'll keep you safe.
Fuck off, loser.
Angie, you're a fucking idiot. I say that with love.
Okay, you call this mocha milkshake. There's one here, English Breeze. Charge $40 for these.
40?
Yeah. This one, Da Vinci's Brush. Oh, this one, Bumblebush. And this here, Spanish Trampoline.
Crazy with them names, ain't you, Jay? What the fuck is on? What is it, Spanish?
Spanish trampoline. Yeah, I used to call it Spanish mud flask, but then Troy likes the trampoline a lot, so I called it Spanish trampoline. Okay. Almost the same number of syllables.
How much?
45 for these last three here.
All right.
And leave me the best stash.
All right. Pineapple Express. Get your ass up.
Yeah, of course.
Forget this. We triangulated the cells. They smashed one, and then they threw the other one in the woods to try to distract us. An hour for Jared to find it. And then he said that he found Denton's car, filled with all these strange disguises. A powdered wig, a sombrero, leotards. I mean, what the fuck does that mean, you know?
But why don't I just call the Asians and talk to Sean? Why be around the bush, you know?
Good job.
It was all...
Ted, what a surprise. What can I do for you?
Well, Chung, my friend, let me tell you. You know, we both know that you sent one of your very skilled...
hitmen over here last night, and I and my colleague...
made a little decoration on our window. Should have seen it.
We painted the wall with it, Brain. Painted it.
And now this Dale Vinton guy? You serious? Just stop it, okay? Stop it, or you're asking for war.
Do you want a war?
What?
What?
Hello?
Troy?
Dad! Get off the phone! I told you I'm gonna call some hot bitches later, and this is the time.
I got you your own line so you would stay off of mine. Now get off the phone.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm not a little kid. I'm a man. And from this point forward, I'm not taking any of your fucking shit. I love you, Dad, but the dynamic in our relationship is about to change.
Troy, do me a favor. Get off the fucking phone!
Oh, shit.
So you have a son.
Sounds like a very nice boy.
All right, you listen to me, chum, you motherfucker.
It is on. We're coming at you with everything we got. It's on, so you better get your head out of your ass and be ready for everything. You are fucking dead.
You're so dumb. Do you have any idea how weak you just made us look?
God damn it!
It's Saki. Ted Jones. Torai. We should strike now. With full force. Your brother's death will not be in vain.
I gotta say, I've had like a lot of weed dealers in my day. You're by far the coolest I've ever had, man. They were all dicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me, you know? It's like you're the first guy that I ever sold to that I became friends with. They say, like, don't dip the pen in company ink. I'm totally glad I dipped in your ink, bro.
Yeah. So we should get out of town, probably. That's probably our next move. We just get on a bus and leave, right? Get bus tickets. Go to the next town. Contact some police.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm totally, like...
You're glad you dipped your pen in my ink. Yeah, but we should go. We should get bus tickets and leave, right?
What?
Get in the bus, leave, buy bus tickets.
Yeah, I only have, like, $50. I don't think I'll even buy one ticket.
What about your sack?
Oh, man, it's fucking killing me. I feel like I popped one.
Ew, no, that's unfortunate, but that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, like, the sack of weed. Couldn't we just, like, sell some weed and get some cash and buy bus tickets?
Of course, man, that's what I do.
That's what you do. Fucking A.
Okay, so you're gonna buy tickets for Saturday's game, right? These guys are amazing. What the fuck do you want?
You guys wanna buy some chronic?
What's up called again, man?
Pineapple Express. They said like 8 tons of fucking
cod.
Yeah, if anyone asks, that's not what it's called.
Call it banana boat.
Just right? Make sure you leave it a weed too. You know, this can be a gateway drug. You don't want to move on other things. Cocaine, don't do that.
You don't it's fuck a man. Gateway. Don't worry. Don't tell us what to do.
Inhale it, Chachi. Inhale
it. Chachi.
You guys got?
Come on, Zap.
You each get as much as you can grab with one hand.
Go easy. That's a big handful, guys. Come on.
All right.
Hey, just keep it on the down low.
Don't tell anybody where you got it, all right? You got it from, you got it from Santiago and Dunbar.
Let's go.
Go. Bam, move. Fucking did it, man. Good. You are a good salesman. You got it in you, man.
I'm about to go get some soda.
Yeah, get some snacks. Get some burritos or something. I don't know. Something to drink, too. Something good. See you, man. Nice.
Don't move. Don't you move. This shit hurts. Don't move. What's in your hand?
It's weed. It's a joint. It's a roach.
Come
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Right here.
I was just smoking
what's
this.
In your hand?
I thought it was decriminalized, to be honest with you. I have a horrible anorexia, and it helps my appetite. I'm so sorry.
Look, selling narcotics to my students is not decriminalized.
Okay, I understand that.
I'm the liaison officer for this school. And guess what? I just saw three students walking from back here with their eyes as red as the devil's dick. You're busted. On the hood.
Okay, I'm on the hood.
Okay.
Whoa,
stand,
come on!
Stand still,
okay,
stand
I'm
still.
Okay, I'm still.
Okay,
I'm
on
sorry.
The hood.
Okay,
you
I'm
better
on
hope
the hood.
It's clean. You better hope ain't
I'm
shit
clean.
On this record. I'm gonna put my foot up in your way. Oh, big sexy with glasses.
This is Officer Barber, requesting an update on fugitive Dale Denton. I repeat, requesting update on Dale Denton. I have the fugitive in custody.
425, what's your location?
You going down.
What? What do you mean I'm going? Why am I going down?
Uh-huh.
What did that thing tell
you?
What are you doing?
What
is that?
What
are you? What?
What?
Doing things? Why do you hate me so much? What did that thing say?
Hit and run, Mr. Denton. Hit and run.
Shit.
Two parked cars two nights ago, and one of them was actually a police cruiser.
Oh, no.
You got to be the dumbest motherfucker in town.
Oh, my God.
So you telling me
You saw Ted Jones and a police officer shoot somebody.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
And you saw it.
Yes, do you believe me?
I don't know. Give me a minute. It was a woman or a man?
It was a policewoman. It was a woman.
Oh, I think I know who that bitch was.
Yes, I will identify that bitch.
Thank you so much for believing me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you this. I bet I get to the bottom of it. I take this badge off and get to the bottom of it. I don't work for the law.
Maybe
the law works for me. I promise you, I've been smelling something in this department for
a
long time,
a bit,
and I'm going to get to the bottom of this shit.
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, no. What the hell was that?
Oh,
what is that?
Man.
No. No. No! 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 No!
Okay.
No, what are you doing?
I'm saving you, amigo. No. Don't worry.
Oh, freeze, goddammit! Don't you even think about it!
Stop
this car! It's a old-fashioned escape mission, buddy!
Now! Stop this car!
Oh,
what the fuck are you
shit.
Doing?
Oh,
what
shit!
What are you doing?
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit, it's Lady Cobb, that's the murderer!
Oh,
what? That's the Lady
Cobb! What does it mean, and who's that?
I don't know! Ah, oh, they're yeah. shooting!
Ah.
Oh, my God, they're shooting! Ah.
Shit, I can't see, the slushy!
Turn on the wipers!
It's not working!
Well, kick out the window, isn't that what they do?
I don't know, how do you drive with one foot?
I don't know!
That's not!
Oh, man!
Fuck, I think I pulled my groin!
Get your foot out of there! There's dirty nose matches behind us!
Our car's better!
Get your leg out of there, man, seriously!
I can't!
Put it in the maximum overdrive!
Ah!
Ah! Oh, no, 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 no! Oh, no!
Hey, I can see through my leg hole.
Nice, nice. Look out, tree. You did it, man. Right, look out.
Oh, shit.
Down.
I'm scared. Don't worry, man, I'm handling this.
We'll do something.
All right, hold on. I got an idea!
Oh shit! Oh shit! Go, 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 go!
Bobby!
Oh, what the fuck was that?
Fuck, no shit, I'm sorry, I thought you'd just go past!
Why?
I don't know!
Yes, we made it!
Right.
All right, man!
Amigo, let's get the fuck out of here!
No, what are you doing? You forgot me, you idiot! Come back!
Sorry, man.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Right,
okay,
let's go.
No, wait! Get the handcuff keys, you idiot! No!
I haven't used a gun since Nam.
Angie, you have exhibited poor decision-making skills.
This is my fault.
Very
and we have hosted violence in our home because of it.
Violence?
You know, these are bad guys.
See that you have stooped way, way below.
I know you years ago lowered your expectations with men, but this guy is so far beneath you, and you deserve so much better.
Open your heart to someone who deserves you, or don't have a boyfriend at all for a while. Hang out with your girlfriend.
We're stuck here in this hotel.
I love him, and you know, it's not your decision. It's not your decision.
You don't know what
I'm
saying.
I'm over the edge now.
We're going to the police right now.
That's what I said.
I know.
I said let's go.
Shame on you for not listening.
Here we are.
You should listen to me.
You come with us right now.
He's a lawyer.
He can't possibly.
I'm not going anywhere.
Keep staying here.
You stay in the
we're
room.
Leaving.
You
fine,
stay in
we're
the room.
Leaving. Fine, go.
And we don't need the shampoos. Why did you...
As soon as we kill those sacks of shit tonight, Ted. Moving on.
All right. And I promise you, you're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, so shit you will.
But for now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the farm tonight. We're going to move tonight's shipment. And then the first thing tomorrow morning, we are going to hunt these guys down. Dale, Saul, the Asians, every last one of them. We're going to fucking kill them all. So smile. Say something in Spanish. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead.
All right, well, are you using protection?
I know you're... Nathan?
Oh, yes, may I have the garage Lee room, please?
Hello?
Hello, is Angie there?
Dale!
Angie?
Oh, my God, are you okay?
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm great. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, good. I came up with a plan.
Okay, it might sound weird at first, but just listen.
Dale! You know what? Drug dealers, let me just tell you something. Drug dealers are trying to kill me. And you. And my family. I can't believe I'm in this situation right now because of you. And your addiction to marijuana. I cannot believe I'm here.
Can't be addicted to marijuana. A, I use a bong. It filters out the addictive shit. Seriously. B, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? I witnessed a murder, Angie. And now I'm dealing with it. This that's happening between us, this is normal. This happens to every couple who's been dating for 3 months, and we just have to work through it.
No, it doesn't, Dale. This doesn't happen to anyone. I should not be in this situation, so fuck you. You know what? It's over.
Good. Fine. Whatever. It's over. Congratulations. Had to happen sometime, right? Why not now?
What the fuck does that mean?
It means that you are going to go to college next year. You'll get into Godspeed, You Black Emperor, and the fucking Shins, and you'll blow a bunch of dudes, and you'll become a lesbian, and I'll be here in fucking Clark County doing shit all. You're going to dump me, so fuck it. Have a good time.
A lesbian? Fuck you, Dale. You never didn't like me anyway, did you? You didn't even want to meet my parents.
I always cared about you. That's not what this is ever, okay? I always care about you, Angie.
Why don't you ever act like it, huh? Why do you never act like you care about anything?
Because I'm high! Fuck! And it... What do you want? Okay, Jesus.
Call me when I can go home.
You lost the plane, Bidwist? You pimp. No, I'll give you more, but you cannot gamble with it. I'm sorry about the clocks. I couldn't remember if it was today or tomorrow. Alright, I gotta go. I love you. You wise ass. Hey, you alright, man?
Sounded pretty hectic.
I'm okay. Let's just get the fuck out of here, okay?
All right. First things first.
Don't do that, okay?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Car chase? Gunshots? That clearly just happened. Because we were smoking marijuana.
No, man. That happened because those fucking kids couldn't keep their shit on the down low, man.
In case you haven't noticed, which you haven't, because from what I can tell, you don't notice anything ever, we are not very functional when we're high. Which is all the fucking time.
Well, I don't know, man. I think I'm functioning right now. I was, like, stoned when I saved you with those slushies. What do you got to say to that, man?
Okay. Well, that would be true if you had saved me. But you didn't save me. She was going to help us, and you made things worse. Now we're wanted for all sorts of fucking crazy shit.
Don't fucking get on my case, all right? Look, only reason I started selling pot is so I could put my bubby in a nice retirement home.
Oh, yeah, she must be proud of you for that.
She is really proud of me, and I'm going to become something, man. As soon as she dies, I'm going to become a civil engineer. I'm going to design septic tanks for playgrounds. Little kids can take shits. You idiot, what the hell do you do?
What I'm going to do, besides staying in my home for fear that you've designed some object I'm around, I'm going to be on the radio talking about life.
Oh!
Giving lessons about
life.
Put me
in my place. I'm going to be designing buildings, and what's he going to be doing? Boring people death on the radio.
You are an asshole. That's all you are. You're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
You are an asshole.
You know what? I feel pretty sure that I'm not an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm like a totally nice guy.
I'm just as nice as you are, so you don't bring that out. When we were in the woods, I gave you my jacket. You were cold, and I clothed you.
How about in the park when I said that you were my friend? You didn't say anything back.
Well, that's easy. It's because we're not friends. You are my drug dealer. There's one reason we know each other. I like the drugs you sell. That's it. If you didn't sell those drugs, I would have no idea who you were, and I would be fantastic right now, instead of looking like this. That sounded mean.
Yeah,
just hearing it sounded mean. I didn't mean to say
it. It's out, bro. Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
What?
Yeah.
That's not even an expression.
Pandora doesn't go back in the box. She only comes out.
I'm sorry, man. Look, what are you doing?
Here, have a nice last meal.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Why don't you supersize it, bitch?
I'm sorry, man. Look, come back. I didn't mean that.
You can prioritize your life, and you are it, okay? So please just take me back, please. I love you.
I love you.
Yeah?
I just wanted to lose you, Dale. We were driving away from the house, and I just kept thinking, I don't know, I want to marry you.
Oh, I made a mistake.
What do you mean?
I'm just processing that last bit. You want to... Oh, fuck.
What?
I don't know. I realize now that if you would take me back, then you are very naive and immature. You don't see what a fuck-up I am. I'm in no shape to be dated by anyone.
You're the one that's immature.
No way. I'm not immature. You're immature. I mean, I am somewhat immature, but you're more immature. I'm older.
Just because you're older. You know what? I lost my virginity when I was 14 years old.
Really?
How many girls have you even slept with?
Like 2.5?
2.5? What is it, half your hand? That
no,
doesn't
count. No,
it was
the dipper I dipped a ball in. I can't remember why. I just remember thinking, this doesn't count as a full point. If I said 3, I'd feel like a liar. I don't know why. I was drunk.
Screw you. Just get me out of this motel room.
I will, and that's the last you'll ever hear from me, okay?
Oh, thank God. Lucas. Hey, Lucas.
Look at there.
Did you use the pool over here?
I don't play
games. Yes, I use the pool. Come on. What do you want from me?
We need your grandson. We need you to get on the phone with your grandson.
What are you talking about,
my
grandson? You told me you want to sit down and play dominoes with me. Now you're talking to me about my grandson. Yes, it is.
May I call you Faye?
Ms.
You can call me Faye, but I'm going to call you
your grandson on the phone.
Hey, Mrs. Mendelson.
What do you want from me?
Bobby, hey, guys.
Hello, baby.
Oh,
it's
back.
Oh, shit. Damn. Sorry, Betty.
They kidnapped my grandson.
They came right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they two guys came in. They sat down
and
with me
we
to play dominoes.
I
never saw them in my life
no.
before. And
well,
they kept asking questions about my grandson.
They were with
what did they look like?
Well, one of them
they
was
tall.
Very tall
yeah,
and sloppy.
And they wore black
clothes. And the other guy, he was very
face.
Good looking,
really
but he was
face.
Short as shit.
Well, she
but the worst part was that my grandson came in. Why? And in pajamas. Well, you've got
I'm
to find my grandson.
We'll do the best. I promise, ma'am.
Absolutely. Is that something there?
I believe that's a mole, ma'am. Oh, you sack of shit. You know what a pain in the ass you've been.
No, man, I don't want to get out.
Hey,
hey.
Let's go.
No.
Where am I, man? You know what a pain in the ass? What, man? You guys started it, man. I don't even want to be here. Shit, did I do that?
Oh!
Hey!
Hey! Man!
Stand back!
What?
Ted wants him alive!
Why are you holding me back?
Ted wants him alive, okay?
I should be kicking his fucking teeth in!
If anybody's gonna beat him up, it's gonna be Ted.
I look like Hamburglar.
and an elephant man.
Like someone fucked you up with a coffee pot, man.
Professional. Professional.
Professional on this,
whatever,
bitch.
Man. And where were you?
I was there.
You're supposed to be my partner.
I was there.
No, you wasn't there. How did this happen there? I take the hit.
Man.
That's how it's going to be?
Fuck all this, you know? Get him out of here. Take him downstairs. Get this asshole out of my sight.
Come on. I don't
want to
go near this guy. Come on, what's down there?
Right there.
Fucking Rancor?
I might act tough, but I got a lot of feelings. And you hurt damn near every one of them.
This ain't over.
You know you're going to die, right?
Yeah. I'm going to kill the fuck out of you. I hope you enjoy these last 17 minutes of your life, because when Ted get here, he gonna be like, kill that motherfucker. Kill him, motherfucker. Watch your head. Hey, watch him.
Oh, my God. El Dorado. The legends aren't true. Look at all this weed, man. What's that? Granddaddy?
Come on. Purple Nurple?
OG Kush?
Shut up. Come here. Hello? Red? Red.
What the fuck? Get out of here, man. I didn't do shit, Denton.
Look, I come in peace, okay? I'm not here to fight you again.
Good. Because I'm tired, man. I'm feeling so hot.
You don't look great.
They shot me, Denton. You got me right here.
Yeah?
Right here. And then they got me again right here.
Look, man, I'll call 911 right now. They'll save your life, okay? You don't need to die.
No, bro. You don't get it, man. It doesn't really matter where I'm at. If I'm at the hospital, if I'm here, Ted's gonna find me, man. He will. And when he does, he's gonna fucking kill me. He's just like an asshole.
I couldn't agree more, Red. That's why I come here, okay? You know, Ted, he took Saul. And I'm gonna get him back. You know, like, he saved my life. We've been on the run together, and he's a great friend. He's a good guy.
He is, man. I'll tell you that, man. Saul is a good dude.
And I was mean to him, man. I wronged him, and I can't let it end like that.
Man, I'm just into Buddhism, and I'm at peace with the fact that me as this person probably gonna not be around. Think about a hermit crab, okay? And it's a shell, and it's like they go from one shell to the next. And that's what I am. It's like I'm just a hermit crab changing shells.
Except if you're a dick your whole life, your next shell will be made of shit, okay? If you're an asshole, you're gonna come back as a cockroach or a worm. Or a fucking anal bead, okay? If you're a man and you act heroic, you'll come back as an eagle. You'll come back as a dragon. You'll come back as Jude Law, okay? Which would you rather be?
Maybe the anal bead, depending on who it belongs to.
It belongs to me.
Then the dragon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to help me, okay? Just use it, you know? Use the pain. You'll have a second wind, man. Let's just get up. We can go get Saul back. Use it. Aren't you angry at Ted?
Yeah, I'm really mad at him.
Well, what do you want to do about it? Don't you want to get up and do something about it?
Maybe. Maybe that would be cool to do to him.
I don't think maybe's the answer I'm looking for. I think yes. I'm going to help you, Dale. That's the answer I'm looking for.
Come here.
Ted Jones messed with the wrong melon farmers.
Dog life.
Oh, shit. Just make sure you get those. I don't want to run them over in the vacuum cleaner and shoot my face off, okay?
I'm sorry.
I used to use this little gun when I was a prostitute. Don't. Don't. Just something quick like that.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Stop it.
You stop it right now.
I can't do this. I'm sorry, man. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm infected. My shit's all fucked up. I need medical attention.
What do you mean you can't? I thought we just got all pumped up. What was that all about?
Dude, Teddy's a fucking murderer. I can't fuck with him. I got a wife, man. She's going to be out of jail soon. I want to fuck her. I want to have sex with her. I'm not going to wake up murdered tomorrow.
Oh, man, no. This
I'm
is
really
later,
sorry,
you
dude.
Red. Come on. This could be your moment of redemption.
Fuck that.
This could
be your moment. This
I don't want a
moment.
I don't want to. You know what?
Peace.
Fine. Go. Fuck you. Please come back for me. Please come back.
Carol is, she's cool now, but Carol used to be a little crazy, man. She used to throw tickle parties.
Sounds like home cooking to me.
That was fun.
Game over, motherfuckers! Everybody freeze! Tell me where my friend is and this guy gets it!
All right, everybody be cool, man. Be cool. Put your guns down, nobody shoots. Don't
That's
be okay.
Right. Put him down, right. On the ground. All
right, everybody just chill.
Oh,
oh my God!
Pete!
Oh my God, you
Put
got
the fucking
it.
Gun down! Drop the fucking gun!
Damn, okay, don't shoot me! Holy shit!
Hey, nobody shoot. You shot Pete.
That's right. I shot him. I shot him, okay? I shot him. I don't have time for a fucking negotiation. Now, I want to finish this shit off so I can go home and have dinner with my wife for once. If anybody asks, Denton killed Pete.
End of story!
I'm telling Ted.
If you
He's got
do,
a piece.
Motherfucker.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I got another one right in the side.
Damn it. Okay, I got one more on my leg. There's one more. I know you'll find it. Just take it. Just take it. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry I deceived you. No. Come on.
Oh, great.
Saul.
Dale.
Yes.
What'd you do? Rat me out? Is that what you did, you bastard?
No, man.
Yes.
I'm here to save you.
No. You just got caught, too. I'm gonna die in here with some asshole.
Okay, you know what? I deserve that. I'll take that, because I have been an asshole, man. This whole thing is my fault. I ruined your life, okay? And I know there's no way to make that up to you except by saving your life. So that's what I came here to do. I'm here to save my best friend, because that's what you are, man. You're my best friend.
You're a mean jerk.
I was mean. I was mean because I think I didn't want you to be my best friend. I didn't want to think that that's what my life was, but now I realize I'm lucky to have you as my best friend, man. You're the best guy I know.
BFFF?
Best fucking friends forever, man. Seriously.
All right, give me a hug.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, man. I'm so sorry about everything. Oh, I'm a dick. Okay, I'm gonna get us out of here.
No, you're not, but it's okay.
Seriously, these guys are gonna fucking kill us. We gotta get out of here.
No.
Fuck, man. We can hear you outside, and it's very fucking annoying, alright? Okay, sorry about that, sir. Shut the fuck up! Do you know what shut the fuck up means?
I do.
Shit, motherfucker. Yes, okay, I got an idea. My belt buckle, right here, okay? Rub your wrist against my belt buckle. That'll do it. Yeah! Ah! Is it working?
I can't feel it.
Yeah, I can't feel you.
Oh, wait, I feel it.
I feel it a bit, yes, okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna save you, man!
Yeah.
Let me save you!
Save me,
man. It's not working. Okay, wait, we gotta change angles. Here, we gotta get more leverage-y.
Okay,
wait. Here, that's good. Get hands up on it. There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I'm gonna save you, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna save you.
Yeah.
You're my best friend, man.
Yeah, see?
Okay, it's not working.
It's not.
Here, I'll use my mouth. That'll do it.
Okay.
Finish it off with my mouth, pal.
Okay.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Where are these fuckers?
We got them downstairs.
Where'd you find them?
We found Saul at his grandmother's. He fucked up Matheson's face, hit him with a pot of hot coffee. It's gross. Dale Denton comes flying in here like a madman, armed to the teeth, and as you can see, he shot Peter. Plugged him, just whacked. And now they're both disarmed, and they're down to this.
He shot Pete. Fucking Pete. He was ex-CIA.
Who the fuck is Dale Denton?
Who is he? Where did he come from? I do not know.
Yeah, 얘들아. 작사는요. 무거는 훔치고 나머지는 태워. No retreat, no surrender.
Yes. Okay.
If I cough once, I'll take the lead. If I cough twice, you go, okay?
What the fuck? I cough sometimes, for real.
Just don't. Don't.
Yo, look. I'm gonna say this one time. Whatever you're doing, I get it, okay?
Stop!
See, I don't think you understood me. I can hear everything you're saying out there. One cough me, you go. Two cough me, you take the lead. The belt buckle, best friends forever. Y'all fuck on your own time, man.
Sorry, man. I was in a stupid plan.
What the fuck is that?
You shot me. Sorry, man. I never been shot.
Kale never hurt me. I got glass in my ass.
Dale! Oh, that's messed up.
Dale!
Has anyone seen my bigger knife?
Is that it?
Maybe we just hold it.
Seriously, how gross does my hair look? Is it really disgusting, or is it, like, kind of cool in a way?
Right now, it's pretty disgusting. I feel like I can smell it.
Oh.
Don't worry, bro. Think about Evander Holyfield. You can't even tell.
That's a good point.
Wait.
Gravity. Oh, nice.
You go down. I'll follow.
Watch my back. I'll go down and take care of this.
Guys up there. Here, we'll sneak out through the vent. Come on. I'll boost you up, okay? And then you pull me up, okay?
Jungle now, baby.
Jesus!
Gonna die.
I didn't want to do that. You weren't gonna stop.
Shoot him!
Just take it easy, buddy.
Shoot him, you dumb fuck!
I'm hungry. I'm going home.
I knew you going soft. Dinner's gonna be cold tonight, asshole.
Fucked up, man.
Well, looky here, Mr. Folgers. What's up, sir?
Look, I didn't want to hit you, man.
Shut the fuck up! Think you was gonna get me, motherfucker? Huh? You need to sit your little sexy ass down and watch yourself get killed now.
All right. You know what? This is how it's gonna be. All right. Science. You just got killed by a Daewoo Lanos, motherfucker. How you like me now, huh?
Gross.
Red? Saul. Hey, Saul. I came back for you, bro.
Yeah.
I remembered, man. Bros before hoes.
You lied to me.
I did. I lied big time to you.
Dale said that you didn't even have herpes, and I said that you did.
Honestly, like, from now on, just, like, from everything that we've gone through, and, like, from seeing this fucking asshole's nuts smashed with my Daewoo, I want to be a better friend to you. Like, I really am.
I fucking love you, dog. I fucking love you.
I want to be inside you, Holmes.
No more lies, Red.
This is my moment.
This is your moment.
Oh! Red!
Red, I'm coming, baby.
Your stupidity amazes me.
Hey, Ted! You killed my brother! Caucasian, son of cocksucker! Suck my ball! Two times!
Sorry, Ted. You've been served.
Not by today, friend! Not on my watch!
Wake up, man, please! Go! Wake up! Oh, please, go! Yes! Yeah! So you made it!
What?
Yeah! You made it, man! You came back for me!
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
What happened?
What happened? Oh! Man, where'd he come from?
Came back to save us.
He saved us?
Yeah.
Right, man. Oh, saved each other.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We made it, guys. We made it.
Hello, you're listening to PPR PPP. I am Dale Denton. The topic of the day, new beginnings. Getting over losses. Friends. Life. We have our first caller. Yes, ring, ring, ring. How's it going?
Hi. Am I on the air?
You are. You're about to get D'd by the tail. A D in the face.
Dale Denton?
Yeah.
You're my hero.
You're my hero.
Yay. You are good, man. Seriously.
Thanks, man.
I got to admit.
Yeah. It sounds pretty good.
It sounds real, dude.
It's not bad, huh?
If I close my eyes, it does sound like that. Sound, yeah, that's
you
the
are
voice.
On the radio.
That's the radio.
This is the radio.
That's a DJ.
No,
hi,
better.
Man.
Like, if you were on it, I would listen to it.
Thanks, man.
It's like when my bubby was always playing opera. I was like, I hated it, but my bubby loves it.
And then it grows on you. Yeah, it grows on you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's like Red. I didn't like Red when I first met him, I'll be honest.
You didn't like me?
No, but you like him so much, I like you now.
High five, seriously. I know this sounds weird, but can we be best friends? Just us, for real?
I think we should all be best friends.
We should be.
You guys are my best friends.
We shared a moment.
You guys were like both of my best friends, and you didn't even know it, but now you know it, and we'll all be best friends.
You know what we should get? You know those hearts that break up, and it's like best friends? We should get like a three-way one of those, man.
I don't even know if they fucking make those.
We should make the first one.
I want the middle piece that'll be crooked on both sides.
I know we've gone over this again and again, but like, thousand pardons, please.
Me
I know
too,
I
man.
Up.
I was a dick to you, man. I'm sorry.
I know that I was an asshole. I hope I redeem myself with you. And I know me and you have had our deal.
We've had some times now.
But
man.
I kind of feel like something's happening here.
I think it's growing.
Was that a boner?
Is that a condo? Is that us moving into an apartment
that
together?
Us getting the timeshare?
You threw the ashtray in his face. I was
you
like,
hit me, man.
No, at the time, I was like, whoa, but I was kind of funny.
Dude, that
hit
shit.
Me with the dust buster.
Yeah. I didn't want to hurt you, but it was like, you better fucking not leave here.
That was such a good fight, man.
That was.
That's
you?
Right.
Fuckhead.
Yeah. The car chase was pretty awesome.
You guys got into a fucking car.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, my
it was
God.
Strange.
I, like, had my foot through the window.
Oh,
and, like, my groin. I mean, I felt like a wishbone. I always feel different about everything now.
Me
you know
too,
I mean?
Man. Everything.
Yeah. Like, I never want to kill anybody else again.
Ever.
Yeah, that's something you pretty much, you can just kind of dip your toes into, you know?
You
it's
know,
like, we kind of dipped our toes into murder. It's
I killed
done,
like six guys, I think. How many guys did you, we each shot like several people.
A lot of people. Some people get a taste for it, but I don't.
Yeah,
man.
I shot someone who was already dead, so that doesn't really count as a murder.
But apparently you hit him with your car, I'm told. That you killed him.
Yeah. Okay, so I did murder somebody.
Crazy. You murdered, man.
Not a big deal. That's cool.
That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Kill or be killed, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to decide how stoned I am and just how, like, on the verge of death am I right now. It's like, am I like, seeing shit because I'm stoned or because I, like, have no blood left
you've
in my body?
You've been shot, like, seven times.
You gotta
no.
eat.
Wild.
You gotta eat.
Yeah.
You're losing stuff.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, okay.
Go to the airplane.
Like a baby.
No. It's a miracle. I think we should just all take a moment and think about what a miracle it is that we got out of there.
And that we all became friends in the process and, like, kind of learned some shit about life and stuff.
Should we put our hands and touch each
other's
hands while we do this?
Okay.
I love you guys.
I love you, dude, so much.
I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Red?
Red.
Yo, Ren, man. You alive?
What's up, pal?
Uh-oh, hey.
Hey.
I'm like the nerd at the sleepover.
It's okay. We won't put our dicks in your mouth.
Oh, God. Right.
Hey, it's Bubby.
Oh.
Come on. Stay out here.
Yeah,
you know what? Maybe we should
go to the doctor. We go? Oh, dude, you think he'll drop me in the hospital?
Me too. I should get the
ear. Yeah. I'm going to smoke up.
Right
here. Oh, that's like bulletproof. Either I'm getting rid of diarrhea, I'm going to have to smash this shit. I know. You guys smell like shit. I'm losing to you. No. You are the new coming. You're laughing. I'm broken to a sweat.
Grab your chino and get on your knees.